Nothing else will fulfill. Nothing else will satisfy. Nothing else, Lord God, can come and rescue us. Nothing else can, Lord, bring us into a peace and a joy. Nothing else can save us from ourselves. Nothing else, Lord God, can save us out of the pit of hell but you. Nothing else can bring us into heaven but you. There's only one door, and it's you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we give you glory. We give you praise and we give you honor, Lord God. We are just caught up in this moment with you, Lord God, and we just want you. There's nothing else that we want. There's nothing else at this moment that we need but you, Jesus. We need more and more of you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In your presence, and I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Come on. Oh, I'm not here for blessing.
Come on, you're not singing this for me. You're singing this for him.
Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than can do. I just want
to. Let's go through that one more time.
I'm caught up in your presence.
Sweetest.
Praise God. More than anything that you can do, we just want you. Amen.
Amen. I may have Praise extended God. That a little Hallelujah. Bit because of your beautiful voices and just hearing them again.
Amen. Yes.
Just listening to you
Hallelujah.
Sing.
Amen.
Lift your voices to the Lord, and there's just such a sweet presence in here right now. There's just a sweet presence. Lord, listen, what we just sang, if you have need of a Savior.
Amen.
If you are broken. If you are not saved and you're in sin.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says that there's one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen.
It's to believe in your heart that he is the Son of God. He died on the cross for us. It's the only way that we could go. That was the amen. Only way, or it wouldn't have had to happen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It says believe and confess. Those are your two requirements. So if there's anybody out there on live stream, we're going to have Pastor
Hallelujah.
Phil pray just the sinner's prayer
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And pray with us. If this is anybody here, if this is anybody Hallelujah. On live streaming, just pray it with us. Shoot us a message.
Yes. Amen.
Put a comment out there saying, hey, I said this for the first time, or I just rededicated my life back to Christ, because this is what it's all about. Listen, there are certain things going on in the world today, and I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to glorify that. I want to glorify Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
He's
Amen.
Coming back soon.
Amen.
And nobody knows the day. Nobody knows the hour. And he's going to come Amen. As a thief in the night. And we better be ready.
We
better
be ready.
Ready. There's Amen. A story in the Bible that talks about 10 virgin women. And 5 of them are prepared with their lamps
Amen.
Full. And 5 of them are not. And when the bridegroom comes, the 5 that are not ask the 5 that are. And they said, no, at least our light burns out when he can't see them. So then they go. And why they went to fill their lamps, he came back and they missed him.
Amen. Amen.
That story is about being ready for Jesus.
Amen. Be ready at all times.
Amen.
Amen.
At every minute of Amen. Every hour.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, and it should be easy for us to be ready because we're in a relationship. Once we receive the Lord as our Lord and Savior, he's with us all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you're out there watching and during worship or just even right now at this moment, you're crying out to the Lord and you're wanting the Lord to be your Savior. Hallelujah. I want you to just say this prayer with me. Say, Father.
Father.
I come to you now.
I come to you now.
And I ask Jesus Christ.
And I ask Jesus Christ.
To be the Lord and Savior of my life.
To be the Lord and Savior of my life.
Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
To live for you.
To live for you.
You have a plan.
You have a plan.
You have a purpose.
You have a purpose.
And you have goodness for my life.
And you have goodness for my life.
I thank you.
I thank you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
I'm
Hallelujah.
Give a hand clap Amen. Of praise, because I'm going to believe somebody's got a hold of that.
Amen. I believe
said that
it.
For
Amen.
The first
Amen.
Time. I rededicated
Hallelujah.
Back. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, God is so good. He recovered us in that song because I messed up. So worship team, I'm sorry.
Praise
totally
God.
My fault.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes my mind gets lost in the worship.
Praise the
and
Lord.
And I forget the words.
Hallelujah.
And I forget where I'm at.
Yeah.
And so they
you know,
do.
You wouldn't tell people that.
They know.
Sometimes
no, today they knew.
Probably doesn't know.
No, you knew today. But that's okay because I have a wonderful team that will catch me every time
Amen.
I fall.
Amen.
Like
Amen.
They're awesome. Hallelujah. So I just want to apologize Amen. To them because
Praise God.
They're all looking at me like, what are you doing? I didn't know.
Well, it didn't interrupt the presence of the Lord because you could feel
Amen.
The presence of God in the house. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, welcome, live streamers. Welcome, everybody that is here. Family of Faith, we love you all. We're excited to have you here. We're excited to have you joining us.
Amen.
Listen, it's okay that you're joining us. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
We believe this thing's going to be lifted off and there's no restrictions.
Yes.
And everybody's
Amen.
Going to be just flooded back into this place
Hallelujah.
In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Praise God.
And if you're waiting for that moment, hey, we understand. We love you.
Amen.
We're here for you. You reach out if you need anything. Like, we're just excited that you're still joining us with live stream. Amen.
Amen.
And we're excited for all of you here. If you got any prayer requests, Amen. Send them to us. If you got any praise reports, send them to us. We'll make sure Pastor prays over them at the Amen. End. That is something we don't want to drop. I like it. Phil praying and the congregation as all praying together over people and what they have going on. And just if one could put 1,000, two can put 10,000. Well, I don't know the math
Amen.
On all of us.
Amen.
Just saying. That math
Amen.
Escapes my mind.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
When I get to heaven, Jesus is going to teach it to me because he Amen. Knows I'm a numbers girl.
Amen.
So when I get Praise to heaven, God. Jesus is going to teach me that Amen. Math. But Amen.
No, seriously, think about it.
Amen.
The power of faith. You know, while we were in worship, I just had a vision where the Lord was just showing me that on a given Sunday, there's a multitude, millions and millions and millions of people that are worshiping him.
Amen.
And I'm telling you that you might not recognize it, but you need to, that there is something extraordinary when the corporate body of Christ
Yes.
around the world is worshiping our God. He's not going to leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
Listen, the world belongs to him. Doesn't belong to anything out there. Doesn't belong to people. We've got to remember that the Lord says, the whole earth is mine, the fullness therein,
Amen.
And the people. You know, he Amen. Separates us out. And he makes a clear resolution that he wants us to know that God has ordained people to belong to him. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. You guys are getting two sermons tonight, I guess. You guys are getting two messages tonight because I'm preaching right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Pastor
Amen.
Jared's going to talk to
yes.
us.
Yes. Amen.
Listen, kids, we're so glad to have you back here. We
yes.
said there's no way we can have service and not include you in on it. Amen? Amen. You're up here with us. You're part of us. So we're going to
Praise
celebrate
God.
You. And now Pastor Jared's going to come up and he's going to do his thing. Amen.
Hello. Hey, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Hey, to all you kids out there, how are you guys doing? Can you guys wave at me? Let me know you're alive. Come on, give me a big
Amen.
Smile.
Hallelujah.
Wave till your arm wants to fall off. Come on, keep going.
Amen.
You got more in you. Let's go.
Praise God.
Okay, everybody, turn around, give your neighbor a fist, air fist bump. Air fist bump. Okay, air fist bump. Don't touch him. Air fist bump. Okay, smile at him. Hey, guys, hey, I need you all, the whole church. Let's stand back up on our feet. We're still in the presence of God. We're praising God. We're excited about him. And kids, this is where your time to shine because we need your help. Us adults need you guys to help us with our praise song, okay? So we have motions. We have singing. We have dance moves. Okay, I know you guys are all really good at all this stuff, okay? So let's put our hands together. Let's get excited. Hey, kids, I need you to help me as loud as what you can. If you're excited about Jesus, I want you to scream his name at the top of your lungs. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Yeah!
Yeah! All right, let's give them some praise tonight. Come on, get moving. Put your hands together. Let's go. Sing it too.
Okay, and then when I count to three, we're gonna jump up all together as high as you can. You guys ready? One, two, three.
With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind.
Love them with all we got. All right. Pastors, have you got announcements? Okay. All right. You guys can take a seat. All right, guys. Well, hey, before Pastor Phil comes to preach his message, I just want to give you a few things to look for, okay? So I want to encourage you guys to give God your best all while Pastor is speaking, okay? Because the Lord is ready to speak to you. How can we hear from God? Does anybody know? Can you raise your hand? Liz, how can you hear from God? By praying, exactly. We talk to God, but then we also take time. Liz, I know you like to talk, right? Okay, so if you just keep talking and you never listen, then you don't get ever hear from God, right? So when we are talking, we also need to take time to listen. We are children of God, and He wants to speak to us, okay? So through His Word, through prayer, so we're listening when Pastor Phil talks about these things, okay? All right, so with that, guys, I want you to enjoy the service tonight.
Amen.
All right?
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Wow. Well, I praise God. I tell you what, you don't know what it's like to be able to preach with faces out there. Amen. And to just feel your faith and to just have you here with me as we experience the presence of God. I just am excited to be back with you, and I'm looking forward. Huh? Amen. 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 But I'm looking forward to this Sunday, and I tell you what, we have a word from the Lord, and we're going to get into that on Sunday. It's going to be a blessing. And tonight, I want to just talk to us just for a minute, and I just want to really remind you of who you are, how to listen to God, and about prayer just for a moment. Those are the things that I'm going to talk to you about. And I just want you to know that in the Bible, it says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, it says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." So the first thing I want you to know tonight is that the victory and the power of overcoming this world, defeating the devil, living a life where you are going to experience righteousness, peace, and joy in God is the very fact of your faith being released to believe in God. Amen? I want you to know something, that once you say, "Lord, I need you to be the Lord and Savior of my life," I want you to know that the Bible says that that means that we are born again. And when we are born again, it means that God brings us alive on the inside. Amen? Remember, this is where the Bible says that you are spirit, soul, and body. I want you to know that before you're saved, the outward man or just carnal, natural nature empowers you, and that's how you live. But you're living in a world of fear. You're living in a world of jealousy, anger, bitterness, hatred, all those things. But when you get saved and you become born again, you are spirit, soul, and body. And when your spirit comes alive in God, I want you to know something, that you are a supernatural being. See, this is why you overcome the world, because you are not a natural person just trying to live life on their own power, but you are born again. And what's so amazing about that is that God has a will and a purpose for every one of us. I want you to know something, that God never intended you to be in this journey of life in your own power where fear and fret and anger overtakes you and overwhelms you. I want you to know something. God expected you to receive salvation so that you could live from a place of spiritual strength, peace, kindness, love, mercy, and the greatness of God. Amen? And I want you to know something, that the Lord anticipates being a part of your life. And once you are born again, God has empowered you by his Spirit for you to live this life. Amen? I want to read here out of 1 John. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go to chapter 2, and we're going to spend just a few minutes here, because in 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, it says, "But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things." I want you to know that the Bible says here, "I've not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ?" I want you to know something, that once you are born again, there comes a revelation of you that God is real. And I want you to know something, that once you are born again, you have an unction from the Holy Ghost. There's a presence of God that begins to touch our life, begins to direct us. We can hear his voice, and we know the truth. I want you to know something, that there's something about getting saved that happens where you know right from wrong. All of a sudden, things start changing for you, and you start accepting the fact that there are things you begin to know now because you're saved. Amen? And I want you to know something, that God will start showing you what is right and what is wrong and how to navigate this thing called life. I tell you what happens after you're born again, you'll find yourself changing. There are things and things that you used to believe in and that you would do in a New York minute. There was ways that we would speak before we were saved. Now, not you children, praise God, but us adults, I tell you what, some of us were cussy, fussy people. We would cuss in a moment of time. We could become angry and bitter and hurt other people and think nothing of it. But I will tell you something, that when God comes upon you, there is a knowing that that is no longer right. And before you know it, God will start changing you. And what I want you to know is that once you start adhering to God in these ways, then I want you to know something, you can hear God for your future. I want you to know that you can hear God to know the directions you should go and the steps that you ought to take in life. In fact, the Bible says that the Lord is a lamp unto our feet, and he will begin to light our path. I want to look here in verse 27. It says, "The anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him." And what this means is that the anointing of the Holy Ghost begins to be a measure that speaks to us and can direct us in life. I tell you what, if we will listen, God will speak, and we will know where to go and where not to go. We'll know what to be involved in and what not to be involved in. And for you children, I want you to know that if you will listen closely, God will tell you to obey your parents. I will tell you that one of the greatest things God does for children is he begins to speak to you about being obedient to your parents, because they do know what's good for you. I tell you what, when Philip was younger and he used to get angry, buddy, sometimes when we disciplined him, he'd want to be mad, and I'd say, "Philip, sit down, and I want you to just let the Holy Ghost speak to you, and if I'm wrong in punishing you, you let the Holy Ghost tell you." Well, I tell you what, he might not have liked it, but he had to submit to the fact that the Holy Ghost would speak to him about those things, amen? And I will tell you something, children, that sometimes you might not like it when mom and dad are correcting you. You might not like it when they're challenging you. But I promise you that if you get quiet and you ask the Lord, he will tell you that your parents love you and that their counsel is right. Amen? And for us as adults, I want you to know something, that God wants to be moving in our life in areas all the time. I want you to know something, that for every one of us, God does not expect you to handle any part of your life on your own power. Amen? Amen. I want you to know that just like the Lord anointed you and saved you, there's an anointing that's on us to be husbands, to be wives, to be fathers, to be mothers. There's an anointing of God that will come into every aspect of your life. And if you will allow God, he will empower you in that area. Amen? I want you to know something, that you as a father or as a mother should never raise your child under your own counsel. I tell you what, there should be prayer. There should be prayer. There should be a leading of the Holy Ghost. There are things in the scripture that God will tell you about raising up your children, that if you will allow God to minister to you, he will teach you how to raise your children. Amen? And for all of us who are married, I want you to know something, that we cannot be the kind of spouse that God intends us to be without the leading of the Holy Ghost. I want you to know something, that we never get to take these journeys on our own power. God must be with us. And I want you to know that most importantly, as an individual and as a person, you should never, ever take your life under your own counsel. Once you are born again, there should be a governing presence of God on a daily basis that's a part of your life. Amen? I want you to know that we're going to read here shortly about prayer, and you're going to see something in here about how God does not want you to ever have a distant religious relationship with him or distant experience from him. I want you to know something, that God is a God that created you unique, and he knows how to minister to you specifically as an individual. Amen? I tell you what, I thank God that we get to come together corporately and worship him, and that his presence is around us when we come together. But I also want you to know something, that the anointing of God is upon each and every one of you on your day-to-day basis. It says, now, little children, abide in him, that when ye shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Amen? I want you to know something, that we don't talk about it enough, I don't believe, that we as a church need to recognize that the Lord is going to return to this earth one day. Amen? I want you to know something. Life is going to be going on. Things are going to be happening. It could be tomorrow, but I'm telling you that you're going to be going, and suddenly God is going to come. Amen? And I tell you what, that the Lord is going to return to this earth. And if he does not come before we go up and before we finish our course, we need to make sure that when we enter into his presence after we pass on from this life, we've got to make sure that we have abided in him, that he has abided in us, and that his anointing has led and guided our life so that we can be certain that heaven is our home. Amen? Because that's ultimately what our goal is. Now, I want to go to Matthew, and I want to spend a few minutes in Matthew chapter 6, and I want to read in verse 5, because this speaks to us about the kind of relationship and the kind of listening and prayer and just the interaction that God wants to have with us. And in Matthew chapter 6, verse 5, it says, when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. I want you to know something, that we are never in our relationship with God for other people just to see us. This is not an act. This is not something we do. We do not put on religious airs. We do not, live any old way we want to, cuss and fuss, and then all of a sudden a difficulty comes. Oh, Lord, help me. Please, Jesus. No, no, no. Listen to me. We are not living a false type of life where we put on airs and where we care about how elegant we pray in front of other people and we're doing all this. None of that means anything to God. Woo! Come on. I tell you what, the Lord you serve is a sincere, caring God that just wants to speak to you face to face. I want you to know that the God that you serve is a loving Father that is not ashamed of who you are. He's not ashamed of your life. He's not ashamed of your difficulties. He doesn't worry about your fears and the adversaries and the things that we struggle with and the weaknesses we have. I want you to know something, that God is the kind of God that comes right in the middle of your situation, and he wants to speak to you right where you're at. Amen? So we never approach our Father from a standpoint of religiosity and worried about what people think. We should care less what people think. When we go to our God, we shouldn't care what we look like, what people think of us. We should be in open communication with our Father in heaven, and we should be pouring out our heart to let him hear what is really in us. Amen? It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. Listen to me. I tell you what, people that play a religious, hypocritical game with God, there's no wonder we see their life not producing fruit. There's no wonder we see the challenges of their life not producing fruit, because God is not interested in what you do in front of men. Amen? And I tell you what, that when you do that kind of stuff, and when you react out of religious righteousness, I'm telling you right now, you already have your reward, which is not going to be anything supernatural from God. It's just going to be a mess. And I want you to see something here that it says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And what this really means, it says, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. I want you to know something, that when you go to pray to God, there should be a concentration on him. There should be a level of intimacy, honor, and respect, just like you do with a spouse or a close friend or something like that. When you are talking to God, I want you to know that you should take the time to make sure that your heart is open and you're just having a pure conversation with God. It says, pray to thy Father in secret, and thy Father which seeth thee in secret shall reward thee openly. I want you to know something, that there has been times where I have prayed about things and thought about things, and God would just do them, and I haven't even spoken them out loud. I'll tell you what, one time when Philip was just little, him and his brother was just little, I thought, man, we need children Bibles. And I just said that in my own heart, and I was praying. I said, God, I want to get some kids' Bibles for Philip and Joshua. And all of a sudden, I went to someone's house, and we were sitting there not doing something spiritual. I went to a friend's house to watch a basketball game. We went over there to watch Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls play. And we were sitting there, and I was sitting there at that moment with him. And the next thing I know, he got up and said, Philip,
because she had to go out of town to Chicago for a funeral. And I tell you what, I even prayed for her before the weekend that I said that I wanted to get children's Bible. And this was on a Sunday that I got the one Bible. Monday I went to work, and that lady had returned from that funeral, and she says, while I was at this funeral, they gave me this children's Bible, and the only person I could think about that would need this or who I wanted to give it to was you. See, I want you to know something, that your Father knows what you have need of before you even ask him. He's concerned about your life, and the provision is already released for you. You just need to make sure you're using your faith. Amen? I promise you that when you're walking after God, there will be things that happen for you in a supernatural way that are coming upon you because God will bless you. Amen? I want you to know something. God will move on your behalf. It says here, it also says here that when we pray to our Father, pray in secret, thy Father seeth in secret and shall reward thee openly. But this is what I also wanted you to hear. It says, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. I want you to know something. God just needs the sincerity of your heart. Sometimes people are so worried, oh, I can't pray, I don't know what to pray. I tell you what, sometimes you just need to be honest enough to let just God into your situation. Amen? I tell you what, don't be worried about all of these religious things that you see and all this to do. I want you to know something. You don't have to worry about vain religious ways of doing things. You just need to have an open, sincere heart where you are praying and believing that God will hear you and God will answer and touch you right where you're at. You know, I was reading a scripture the other day and it said, open up, pour out your heart to God. Pour out your heart to God. See, I want you to know something. For a Christian, what would be wrong for you is to think that your situation is so small that you don't want to bother God with it. What would be wrong for you as a Christian to sit there and say, well, I've asked him 10 times, 10 things this week. Oh, I'm not going to ask him about this or these weird things. One time I had someone say to me, oh, yeah, well, I'm just praying that if someone in my family has to be sick, just let me be sick, God. Don't let my wife or my children be sick. Just let me be sick. And I said, what is that foolishness? You don't think that God has enough provision for you, your children, your spouse, and you to have health? I want you to know something. How about this? How about you pray according to the word that God says sickness and disease will not touch you? Uh-oh, is my mic not working? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I want you to know something. That what about the prayer where you don't believe God to let sickness be on your family at all? Amen? How about that? Just believing God for everything you need without a limitation. Amen? I want you to know something, that when we think that way, oh God, I will suffer. You know, I had someone one time, I was praying for a person and they got healed from cancer. But when I was praying for them, the person that asked me to pray for them said, oh my gosh, please, I would rather have this sickness than them. Pray that God would make me sick and not them. And I said, well, first of all, my Father in heaven is not the author of sickness and disease. He doesn't put sickness on anybody. He doesn't get glory out of you being sick. I tell you what, when you're suffering for Christ, why don't you be suffering because you are filled with faith? Why don't you suffer and get persecuted because you're living holy? But don't sit there and think that you're getting persecuted and being made sick by God. Amen? Sickness and disease is going to come and attack people from time to time, but let's not believe that it's the will of God. Let's know that only good and perfect gifts come down from our Father in heaven, and let's believe that God is going to set us free from sickness and disease. Amen? It's not the will of God for you. Amen? And I want you to know something. Our Father in heaven is a loving, kind God, and that's why I want to talk to you tonight to make sure that Christians today are people that have a true, open relationship with God where they understand that he's caring about them and he's with them on a day-to-day basis. Amen? You don't have to worry about being religious and thus and thous and all this kind of stuff. Just come to your Father with an open heart of honest integrity when you pray and understand this, your Father in heaven will hear you. Amen? Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. You know, I think it's critical for us to remember that our Father in heaven knows our needs. He knows what's going on in our life. And I tell you what, sometimes it might not happen as quick as we wanted it to. It might not happen exactly how we want it to. But I promise you that if you will keep what you need before God and you will not lose your faith and you will hold on to it, your Father in heaven will make a way where there seems to be no way. Your Father in heaven will meet your needs. You know, sometimes I tell you what, there's been things that I was believing God for. And I tell you, when it finally came, I said, Lord, I thought I was ready for this a long time ago. Well, the truth is, you're ready when it happens. Praise God. I will tell you what, you are ready for God to move when he moves. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, and then the Lord begins to tell people in this scripture how they ought to pray.
And he says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Do you truly believe that God will do for you what's done in heaven? Come on now. There's blessing in heaven, amen? The miraculous is in heaven, amen? Life and not death. Blessing and not cursing. Peace and not fear. Joy and peace and not turmoil. And do you really believe and do you really pray in a way where God can release a heavenly solution to you on this earth? Do you pray in a way that you are believing God for the supernatural, for the miraculous, and are you a person that has your heart open to believe that God can do it for you, just like if you were in heaven? Amen? Amen. I want you to know that this is what I really wanted to get to right here. It says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. I want you to know something, that you should be secure in every day. I want you to know that you should be secure in the future. When you think about your tomorrow should not be filled with fear. Your tomorrow should not be filled with worry or stress, because the Lord says that he will give us his daily bread. Amen? And I want you to know what that means for you. That means that God has already provided for every day of your life. And I want you to know that in every day that comes to pass in your life, your Father in heaven is so faithful that whatever challenge is in your day, God is supernaturally going to meet that need. Amen? I want you to know something, that you are going to have some days ahead of you that challenge you. You're going to have some difficulty and some disappointment. The Bible says that this is the world in which we live in, and in this world you will have tribulation. But the exciting thing is that on a day-to-day basis, God's daily provision is prepared for you. And I want you to know something, that when it says, give us this day our daily bread, I want you to know something, that that's not just talking about the bread you eat. That's not just talking about a loaf of bread for you to eat. This is talking about the things that you need on a day-to-day basis. God already knows you have need of them. Amen? The provision you need, God will deliver it. If you are in need of a miracle, God will do that which is miraculous. Amen? If you have an issue in your health, if you have an issue in your finances, if you have a difficulty in your relationships, I want you to understand something. God plans to, on a daily basis, help you wherever you need help. Amen? I want you to know, on a day that you would have fear or worry or stress, I want you to know that God is prepared to deal with that anxiety and deal with that situation and bring you out on the other side of it. Amen? We need to know that our Father in heaven is a God of provision, and he's a God that looks after us on a day-to-day basis. Amen? I want you to know that you are never too small for God's attention. God is never too busy to take on what's going on in your life. Amen? I want you to know, the very fact that he gave you breath to breathe, the very fact that you are born of God, the very fact that you are born again, steps you into a place where God is working on your behalf. Amen? And he is our God that will help us. Amen? So make sure that you're praying. Make sure that you're listening. Make sure that you make room in your heart to hear from God. You should hear from God, and you should follow his direction, and you should be able to find peace and strength and God's ability to speak into your life. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory tonight, God. Father, I thank you that you are strengthening each and every one of us, Father. Lord, I thank you that according to your word, Father, you said that if we are born of God, we can overcome this world. And Father, every one of us who have received the name of Jesus Christ, we are born again. We are world overcomers. We are victors, God, and we are your children, Father. Now, Lord, we declare your glory, Father, and we exalt you. And, God, we lift you up and thank you, God. And we step into who you have made us, God. And we just declare your goodness in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. Father, we put these things up to you for Dana, God. And Lord, we pray about this pandemic in general, Father God. Lord, now I believe, Father, that you have already eradicated this from amongst us, God, and that you are working even right now on our behalf, Father. Now, Lord, I pray, God, that this would just be cleared up, Father, Lord, so that children could go to school, that, God, we could return to work, Father, and that we could get on with these lives and these purposes and these dreams and visions, God, that you have given us to do and be a part of, God. And Father, we just pray for Dana that, God, they would receive this house, God, and that they would be blessed, God, and Lord, that your hand would be upon them, and we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Mm-hmm. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we put Kathy before you, God, and Lord, according to this faith, Father, Lord, I pray that you would strengthen her and this family, God. Lord, that you'd loose healing, God, and Father, that you would handle this situation, God, that you would remove this pain and suffering, Father, and Lord, we just thank you, God. We thank you for it in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Haley and Phil, Father. And Lord, we just lift her up now, God. Father, that you have healed her, God, that you're in the midst of this, God. Lord, that you will follow through, God, with bringing her into the place of absolute healing, God. And Father, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have a man that, as of June, is going to be getting a raise, and God has just blessed him in his new job, and we thank God for that. And Father, we just lift up Phil, and we just take this praise report and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Now, is there any prayer requests in here right now? Hallelujah. Amen. What do you got? Wait, any prayer requests? Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I tell you what, I thank God for his goodness. And guess what? I'm so glad to be back in church and get reminded by the wave that I have not done my job in giving people an opportunity to give. Hallelujah. So we're just going to take up the offering here in just a minute. I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your blessing upon your people, Father. Lord, I thank you for tithes and offerings, God, that, Lord, they open up the windows of heaven. Father, they position you to rebuke the devourer on behalf of all of your people, God. And Father, it also, God, allows you to supernaturally extend out what we have, God. I thank you, Lord, that our stuff will last longer, Father. They went 40 years in the desert with shoes that didn't wear out and clothes that did not wear out, God. And Father, I just thank you that you touch our lives, God, and you bless us, and God, you increase us, Father. And Lord, as people come and give their offering, we just thank you that you are blessing them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to thank you for being here tonight, and I thank God for his presence and his goodness that's in our lives. Amen. And you can bring your offerings up here and put them in the storehouse. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.